That problem is female immigrants who are victims of domestic violence. Ramona Natera is seeing a lot of them at the Madison office of United Migrant Opportunity Services.
Right now, I'd say about 70% of my clients are victims of domestic violence.
There are no solid figures on how many women immigrants are caught between the national immigration laws and an abusive husband or boyfriend. But a recent study in New York City found that more than half the domestic violence homicide victims there are foreign-born. Natera says she has few legal remedies to offer such women who come into her office here because often the abuser, whether he is a legal immigrant or not, is the sole breadwinner for the family.
How do we protect my clients who are victims? You deport the batterer. But guess what? The batterer was the one that was paying the rent. The batterer happens to be the father of my client's three kids, you know, and he's going to be gone. And what do you do then?
One approach is to apply for what's known as a U visa under the Violence Against Women Act. But that requires the woman to testify against her abuser and send him to prison or out of the country. Natera says that fear often prevents women from calling police when they are beaten. Natera says until immigration reform climbs back to the top of the national agenda, attorneys like her must look for piecemeal approaches to protect these women. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.